This is TWiT.
We talk about on the show kind of regularly when we talk about the water resistance of the iPhone.
Oh, they got a little bit of trouble for that, didn't they?
Yes. We know it's not an invite for you to throw your phone into the bottom of a lake whenever it says it's water resistant. But Apple has been fined $12 million in Italy, or rather by Italy, for unfair claims about iPhone water resistance is what the what they have been accused of. So it says that a number of the products were marketed or advertised as water resistant. However, messages did not clarify that these claims were true only in the presence of specific conditions. And then more so that the disclaimer, the guarantee does not cover damage caused by liquids, was considered likely to deceive consumers. So basically they were saying that along with the fact that, you know, in lab tests, these things were this amount of water resistant, that doesn't speak to actual water resistance in the real world.
I have to agree with this. I wish it weren't such a slap on the wrist. $12 million for Apple is the interest from 1 second, probably, or less, on their billions. But I do feel like Apple really implies that these are waterproof. And I know a lot of people who were taken aback when they when Apple said, no, the warranty does not cover water damage. They're not waterproof. So I think this is appropriate.
Yeah, so, okay.
We know because we've dealt with it. But I think it's not commonly known. People assume, oh, no, I could jump in the swimming pool with this and not worry about it. I think people take it underwater and take pictures.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess, yeah. No, that's fair. I don't know. I guess I never expected. You're right. Never mind. It's because we know. Because I was going to say.
Yeah, we know.
I never expected that if I got it wet that I was going to get it replaced. But it's because I can remember going into an Apple store and seeing them shine the little light into it to look for the light.
We had that experience.
Yeah, it's just because I know.
Yeah, we had that experience. And we know there's a little strip in there that says it got wet. My experience was that I dropped an iPhone into a glass of water on purpose on the air. And unfortunately, the genius had seen that. So
oh, no.
It's good I didn't lie to him.
Yeah. You're like, I have no idea how this happened.
What happened? I said, oh, I put in a glass of water. Because this is before Apple was claiming it waterproof, by the way. There was a company that was coating it. You'd send it into them and they would coat it. And then they said it was waterproof. It wasn't either for them.
Oh, no.
So don't look, folks. A little splash, a little rain, fine. But you don't want to get any water. There's still holes on this thing. Now, next generation, maybe there won't be any holes. I think there still has to be holes for the speakers, right?
Speakers.
There are screen technologies that let you... Yeah, and the microphone. Yeah, so there's going to still always be holes in this thing. You can't... Yeah.
And in the latest marketing... what am I trying to say? In the latest ads... The thing they say in it is oops proof.
Yeah.
They don't call it waterproof.
Careful.
They don't call it dust proof. Yeah. It's oops proof.
Depends on how
although, even then,
wet your oops is.